Our first time to talk to him since he was inaugurated, the newly minted governor of the state of Indiana, the Honorable Mike Pence. Governor Pence, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat, great to be back on Whoa Whoa, and great to hear you back on Whoa Whoa.
Well, I appreciate both of those sentiments, if you would. And before we get going on anything, please allow me a minute to ask about your lovely wife, Karen. Just days into your new administration, we were a little shocked here to find out that she had been taken to the hospital. Good surgery, I suspect. Everything's okay. Tell us how she's doing.
It was, and we're thank you so much. I think the outpouring of concern and more importantly, prayers was really overwhelming to Karen and to me and our kids last week. But she's fine. We had a little bit of a scare on Wednesday when and she ended up in the emergency room. We weren't really sure what her condition was, but as it turned out, she had to have fairly immediate gallbladder surgery, and which she did the next day, and it's a fairly routine procedure. But she's on the mend, and the Pences are in the process of packing up and getting ready to move into the governor's residence on Saturday. And Karen tells me we're on schedule to do that. So thanks for your concern.
I will tell you this: she did an incredible job, because I know she spearheaded everything with regards to all the activities for the inauguration, and it was amazing. I was also reminded of God's marvelous sense of humor. The day that we were all inside at the JW Marriott for the ball, it was 57 degrees. The day that we were outside for the inauguration, it was 22. So.
That's right. And thanks for giving her credit for the inaugural activities. You know, to be honest with you, we, from the very morning after Election Day, we were totally focused on building a team, part of which we added to today, that could really serve the people of Indiana with integrity and help take our state to the next level. And so I literally said to my very capable wife that I needed her to serve as the general chairman of all of the inaugural activities, and she just did a masterful job. We had thousands of people come in from all over the state, a lot of people from Fort Wayne area. Fort Wayne's own Steve Shine stole the show on at the inaugural ball,
by being
our master of ceremonies. And but we also, as Karen was insistent, we collected food for the Midwest Food Bank at all of the events over the course of the weekend through the inauguration. And we're also going to have an exciting announcement about some resources that that we also are going to be able to make available to support the families of our veterans and National Guard servicemen and women.
Well, at the inauguration, I'd heard that she'd just gone out of her way to make sure people understood it was an Indiana Hoosier inauguration. And when we sat down to dinner and I saw fried biscuits and apple butter, I said, here's a lady that gets it. She absolutely
gets
it.
Well, I'm going to tell her you said that, because, you know, JW Marriott is just a spectacular,
beautiful place.
Hotel. It just adds to a wonderful number of facilities in our capital city. But when they presented the first menu, as you can imagine, Pat, it was a little, you know, what we call, where I come from, fancy schmancy.
A little frou-frou, yeah.
Mrs. Pence immediately said, this is, I want this all to be down-home Indiana food, and judging from the number of clean plates that we picked up afterwards, it looked like it went over pretty well.
It was tremendous, and she did a marvelous job. You mentioned a little while ago that you continue to add appointments to your administration, and I think it's good to say, and I'll let you speak to whomever you'd like, but I think it's good to still make certain that you've picked not just people from Northeast Indiana, but you've picked up some pretty quality people here and made them part of your administration.
Well, I couldn't be more grateful for the men and women that we've been able to both attract and retain in the service of the people of Indiana. I'm especially grateful. I had another meeting with him today. Eric Doden of the Northeastern Indiana is now the president of the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, and he's hit the ground running and is going to bring integrity and energy and practical experience in the private sector to helping us create Hoosier jobs. And today we announced that the longtime juvenile court judge from Lake County, Indiana, Judge Mary Beth Bonaventura, will be the new director of the Department of Child Services. And she's someone who actually has served on the largest juvenile court bench in the state, in Lake County for 30 years, Pat, believe it or not.
Wow.
Governor Evan Bayh appointed her to that role. Although she's, you know, she's about my age, so it isn't like you know, she doesn't lack for energy or youthfulness or passion. I think as Hoosiers get to know Judge Mary Beth Bonaventura, they're going to find out that we've been able there, and in the case of Eric Doden and others, to really be bringing some outstanding individuals to this effort. And I'm someone who really believes that this is no ordinary time in the life of our state. We have an opportunity to take our state to the next level, to go from good to great, and I know it's going to be the people that are serving the people of Indiana that are going to play the largest role in that.
Well, let's talk about that good to great, because some people are going to say, and I've gotten the emails and everything, and they say, you know, you're friends with Pence and blah, 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 and he's got it made because now he's got a Republican House and a Republican Senate down there. But just because you've got a Republican majority in both of the houses under the dome, that doesn't mean this is easy street. I mean, to get some of the things that you want, this across-the-board 10% income tax cut for Indiana, to go ahead and return to some of the people of the state their own money that they've earned, I think it's a very noble venture, but that doesn't mean it's an automatic given, does it?
Well, look, I have tremendous respect for members of the General Assembly. You know, I was a working legislator for 12 years in our nation's capital, and I wouldn't presume upon the prerogatives of members of the General Assembly, but I appreciate you characterizing our plans the way you did. And whether it's noble or not, I think we've submitted a jobs budget to the General Assembly. What we've done is we've got a budget that holds the line on spending. We managed to make sure that the state government doesn't grow faster, their budget doesn't grow faster than the family budget, a full percentage point under projected inflation. Even while we do that, we fund our priorities. We actually found increased dollars for education, for transportation and roads, for the Department of Child Services. We're able to protect our balance sheet, keep strong reserves, but even in the midst of doing all of that, we also demonstrated in our budget that we do have the ability to provide across-the-board tax relief for every Hoosier in the city and on the farm, and for virtually every small business in Indiana. You know, one of the biggest reasons why I want to cut the personal income tax rate by 10%, Pat, is because number one, it'll release $500 million a year into the private economy, as opposed into the public treasury. And I always believe Hoosiers spend dollars more effectively, more productively than government ever does. But the second piece is, remember, 92% of our business enterprises in this state file their taxes under the individual income tax rate. So, if you want to cut taxes on job creators, lowering the marginal income tax rate is the most effective way to do it, in my judgment. And lastly, take a look at the Wall Street Journal's lead editorial today. I don't read that paper every day, but we got a little mention in there, so some people talked it up. There's a whole lot of states around the country that are talking about reforming their income tax, and while other states around the country are actually raising taxes, Indiana has a great opportunity to become even more attractive for investment and attract new good-paying jobs to Fort Wayne, to all across northeastern Indiana and all across the state. So we're leaning into that fight. We're taking that message to every member of the General Assembly, and tomorrow I'll be, and Friday I'll be traveling across southern Indiana with that message as well.
In our last minute together, we covered here your State of the State speech and had special programming that we hosted around that speech. And
yeah,
I got a lot of emails from people that said, you know, it seems like this governor is really genuinely, truly trying to put a good, strong emphasis on education. And I reminded them that Karen Pence is a teacher. And as far as I know, you do like sleeping indoors. So I think that's a lot of
Well, look, if we can't succeed, and I said this in the State of the State, you know, if we can't succeed in the classroom, we won't succeed in the marketplace. And I truly do believe that we've got to get these schools working for all of our kids, regardless of where they start and regardless of where they want to start in life. And so, yeah, we found additional resources. We have an increase in each of the next 2 years. We tie it to performance metrics in our traditional K through 12 schools. I also want to expand educational choice opportunities to families across Indiana, to expand those for underprivileged families in the Hoosier State. And I also want to make sure that we make career and technical and vocational education a priority in every high school in the state of Indiana again. And I frankly spent an hour yesterday with our new superintendent of public instruction in her office, and she and I may differ on one or two issues. That's what the pundits tell me anyway. But boy, do we agree on making career and vocational education a priority. And we're looking forward to working with her, members of the General Assembly, and people all across the state as we help to get these schools working for college-bound kids as well as career-bound kids.
The last question of the day, Governor, and I appreciate your being here. And this might be a question that you can't or won't answer just yet, but you've been in Washington serving, and now you're serving back here. Yeah. A lot of states, last I've counted about 17 of them, have decided they are not going to help the Health Care Reform Act along by doing the health care exchanges. Can you tell us, give us any idea yet where Indiana is going to stand?
Well, we at Governor Daniels allowed us to make that call in December. Indiana's position is that we are not going to set up a state-based exchange under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. I think most users are going to be glad to hear that.
I think my opposition to Obamacare is fairly well known. But as we tried to look at it clear-eyed, I didn't see any benefit for Hoosiers in setting up a state-based exchange. And we're also poised to decline sometime in February. We're also poised at this point to decline doing a partnership exchange. Some people call it a hybrid exchange,
right?
Because we still can't see. There's very scant detail coming out of the administration. I still don't see the value in expending Hoosier taxpayer dollars and Hoosier taxpayer personnel and resources to implement this system in conjunction with the federal government. Now, it is the law. Let me be clear to your listeners: Indiana will fully cooperate when the federal government sets up an exchange that Hoosiers would be able to participate in. But absent any new information, I do not see, our administration does not see the value in setting up a hybrid exchange, a partnership exchange, and we'll make that very clear at the appropriate time in the administration to the federal government.
Well, sir, I appreciate very much your time. It's early. I hope that through the course of your administration, we get to talk to you early and often. I'd just like to state for the record, just so people know, that Mrs. Pence's illness had nothing to do with whether or not I did or did not dance with her at the ball.
I don't think I let her dance with anybody else.
Now, the accusations have been ugly, Governor. I just got to tell you.
We had a couple of, don't feel bad. I, she and I don't get out to cut a rug too often, so we had two or three dances that night, and I kept her all to myself.
It was a terrific weekend. I appreciated your allowing us to be part of it. It was awesome. Thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back on the broadcast again very shortly.
Pat, I look forward to being back again and often, and wonderful to hear your voice on WoWo.
Thank you very much. Governor Mike Pence down in Indianapolis.